This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says that the results of this week's election mean that he has a mandate to build a better South Africa for all. However, the ruling African National Congress saw its grip on power weakened as its share of Wednesday's vote declined from previous elections. Glenn Mashanini of South Africa's Electoral Commission said Saturday that the ANC captured nearly 60% of the vote.
The majority party in the National Assembly of South Africa will be the African National Congress with 230 seats.
The Opposition Democratic Alliance also slipped in the polls, winning almost 21% of the ballots. In 2014 elections, it won more than 22% of the votes. Far-left Economic Freedom Fighters in its second national election earned slightly more than 10% of the votes. Officials in Pakistan say that a group of several terrorists stormed a five-star hotel Saturday near the China-operated Arabian Sea port of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. The Pakistani military said its security forces quickly encircled the heavily armed assailants in the staircases leading to the top floor, and all guests were safely evacuated in that process. The hotel, located on a hilltop overlooking the deep water massive port, currently is the only such facility available in the southwestern port city and often hosts Chinese visitors, among others. The attackers reportedly entered through a gate dedicated for hotel employees. A separatist group known as the Balochistan Liberation Army took responsibility for the attack and also released pictures of four purported gunmen through social media accounts saying they carried out the raid. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi movement Saturday started withdrawing forces from Salif port in Hodeidah under a UN-sponsored deal that had been stalled for months, reviving hopes for peace efforts to end the four-year war. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lona.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people. A minister in the Yemeni government dismissed the Houthi movement's pullout as a show meant to, quote, disinform the international community. A UN report said that if the Yemen conflict were to end this year, it would have killed around 233,000 people, 56% of those being indirect deaths from lack of food, health services and infrastructure.
Reuters' Francesca Lona reporting. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido told his supporters on Saturday at a rally in Caracas that he has instructed his ambassador to the U.S. to contact the U.S. military to pressure President Nicolas Maduro to step down from his post. And we says with joy the communication of President Donald Trump, but also from different levels, we have instructed our ambassador to meet with him immediately, and as it was seen through Twitter, with the Southern Command, the Admiral, to be able to establish a direct relationship and scope in terms of cooperation. He spoke one day after a Venezuelan court Friday ordered Edgar Zambrano, vice president of Guaido's opposition-controlled National Assembly, to be held at a military facility after being arrested earlier in the week. Zambrano and nine other opposition leaders are under investigation in connection with the failed military insurrection. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said Saturday that he intends to accelerate planning to secure the border and bolster the administration's ability to accomplish that goal without the Pentagon's continuous hope and help. In a visit to the McAllen Border Patrol Station in Texas, Shanahan offered assurances that the Pentagon would not withdraw its military support prematurely.
The reason we come down here is to hear about the things that need to get fixed, and it's not that we're going to fix every one of them. But we've got to put some lubrication in the system and get people to understand it's their responsibility to start to take some of these ideas and change what we're doing.
And Shanahan told Congress this past week that there are 4,364 military troops on the border, including active duty and National Guard. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.